The Tooth Fairy and Dr. Giggles. Once upon a time, in a bustling town of Smileyville, there was a dentist named Dr. Giggles. Dr. Giggles was unlike any other dentist. He wore a bright yellow lab coat, had a sparkly rainbow tie, and every time he laughed, his giggle echoed like a happy bird chirping in the morning. Kids loved going to him because he always made them laugh, even when they were scared about getting their teeth checked. One bright Saturday morning, Dr. Giggles was getting ready for a busy day. His first patient for the day was Timmy, a mischievous 8-year-old with a love for sugary snack. Timmy had a sweet tooth that could rival an entire candy store. But there was one problem. Timmy was terrified of the dentist. However, Timmy's mom dragged him to the dentist. As Timmy's mom still dragged him to the dental clinic, he kept saying, "Mom, I don't want to go. What if he pulls out my teeth?" Timmy wailed. Dr. Giggles overheard this and popped his head out of his office, grinning from ear to ear. "Timmy, you have nothing to worry about. I only pull out teeth if they are planning a vacation to Tooth Fairy Land. And I'll let you know if any of them are packing their bags," said Dr. Giggles. Timmy stared at Dr. Giggles in confusion. "Teeth go on vacation?" asked Timmy. Dr. Giggles nodded seriously through his eyes twinkled. "Oh yes, but only the ones that are ready to leave. They've got a little suitcase and everything. Come on, let's see if any of yours are ready to go," said Dr. Giggles. Reluctantly, Timmy sat in the dentist's chair, gripping the armrest tightly. Dr. Giggles began examining Timmy's teeth with a mirror that reflected lights in all sorts of colors. Timmy was so mesmerized by the dancing lights that he barely noticed Dr. Giggles inspecting his mouth. Dr. Giggles murmured, peering into Timmy's mouth. "It seems like Mr. Molar over here has been thinking about taking a trip. He's got a tiny little suitcase packed with toothpaste and dental floss. But don't worry, he's not ready to go yet. He still has some work to do, said Dr. Giggles. Timmy blinked in surprise. Really? He asked. Absolutely, Dr. Giggles said, chuckling. But you got to take good care of your teeth, or they might decide to leave early. That means brushing twice a day, flossing, and maybe not eating so much candy, said Dr. Giggles. Timmy thought about this for a moment. He didn't want his teeth to leave before they were ready. Okay, Dr. Giggles, I'll take better care of them, said Timmy. As Timmy hopped off the chair, he noticed something sparkly in the corner of the room. What's that? He asked, pointing. Dr. Giggles followed Timmy's gaze and gasped dramatically. Oh, you found the Tooth Fairy's emergency kit. She must have left it here last night, said Dr. Giggles. Timmy's eyes widened. The Tooth Fairy was here? He asked. Indeed, she was, Dr. Giggles said, lowering his voice to a whisper. She comes by to check on all the teeth I see during the day. She only leaves the kit if she thinks someone might lose a tooth soon. Timmy was excited now. Can I see what's inside? Asked Timmy. Dr. Giggles hesitated, then nodded. Well, you can take a peek, but remember, this is top secret Tooth Fairy stuff, said Dr. Giggles. Timmy carefully opened the kit. Inside, there were tiny bottles labeled Magical Tooth Dust, Giggle Gum, and Invisible Band-Aids for Shy Teeth. There was also a tiny scroll in the Tooth Fairy's official seal. What's the scroll for? Timmy asked. Dr. Giggles leaned in closer. That's a special letter from the Tooth Fairy herself. It tells you the secret of keeping your teeth happy, so they won't want to take vacation too soon, said Dr. Giggles. Timmy unrolled the scroll and read aloud. Dear kiddo, to keep your teeth happy and in place, brush them with care and don't race. Floss every day. They like it a lot. And be mindful of the sweets you've got. If you do this, your teeth will stay and visit the Tooth Fairy land another day. Timmy grinned from ear to ear. I promise I'll follow the Tooth Fairy's rules, said Timmy. Dr. Giggles ruffled Timmy's hair. Good job, Timmy. Remember, the Tooth Fairy is always watching, and so am I. We are both on Team Tooth. As Timmy left the office with his mom, he couldn't stop talking about how cool Dr. Giggle was and how he wasn't afraid of the dentist anymore. Later that day, Dr. Giggles was just about to close his clinic when he heard a faint jingling sound coming from the corner where the Tooth Fairy's emergency kit had been kept. Curious, he walked over and saw something shimmering in the air. To his amazement, the Tooth Fairy herself appeared. She was tiny, no bigger than a toothbrush, with wings that sparkle like diamonds, and dress made of the finest dental floss. She hovered in the air, giving Dr. Giggles a grateful smile. Dr. Giggles, she said, in the voice like tinkling bells, I can't thank you enough for all you do. You've made my job so much easier, and you keep the children so happy, said the Tooth Fairy. Dr. Giggles blushed. Oh, shucks, Tooth Fairy, it's just what I do, but I'm glad to help. The Tooth Fairy waved her tiny wand, and a sprinkle of glittery dust fell over Dr. Giggles. You, my dear dentist, are officially an honorary Tooth Fairy assistant. Whenever you need a bit of extra magic to help a scared child, just call me, said the Tooth Fairy. Dr. Giggles beamed. I won't let you down, Tooth Fairy. With a final twinkle of her wings, the Tooth Fairy disappeared, leaving Dr. Giggles with a warm, fuzzy feeling inside. From that day on, whenever a child was particularly nervous, Dr. Giggles would sprinkle a tiny bit of a magical tooth dust in the air. The children would instantly feel braver, and they'd laugh at the idea of their teeth packing tiny suitcases for vacation. And so, the legend of Dr. Giggles, the funniest dentist in all of the Smiley Village, grew and grew. Kids would rush to his dental clinic, eager to hear more stories about the Tooth Fairy and their traveling teeth. Parents were thrilled, and Dr. Giggles was delighted to see his patients smiling brighter than ever. As for Timmy, he became a champion in brushing and flossing his teeth. He even told his friends all about the Tooth Fairy's rules, making sure they all stayed on the Team Tooth too. And every night, as Dr. Giggles closed his office, he'd look out of the window and wink at the sky, knowing the Tooth Fairy was out there, keeping an eye on all the little teeth in Smiley Village.